You're listening to the Gratitude Podcast, episode 80.
I think the more we learn to express ourselves, the easier it becomes. And I'm talking from experience as someone who in the past would shut down a lot and not express myself. And I guess in the last few years, I've really put in a lot of effort to not do that, to really, anytime that I want to just stop myself and lean into that discomfort and go, no, okay, I'm going to say what I feel and express it, you know, regardless of how it's going to come out. I'm just going to do my best, you know. And then when it comes to like your dreams and everything, I think, I don't know how you feel about this, but for me, I'm in my early 30s and I feel like I'm getting these thoughts in my mind where I'm like, oh, I am getting older, and if there's things that I want to do, I've got to go and do them because, like, this is my life right now. And
support for this episode comes from Health IQ. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, yoga practitioners, vegetarians, vegans, and many more. I recommend Health IQ because I love the idea of being rewarded for having a healthy lifestyle. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/gratitude or mention the promo code gratitude when you talk to a Health IQ agent.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. With me today, I have Monica Cade. She's an amazing human being. She has had some experiences that she would love to share with you about gratitude, about being more authentic and being more open. I think it's going to be really interesting. And as for her and for her work, I will let her tell you more about what she's doing, what she's been up to, and how she helps other people. Monica, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Hello, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Definitely. So can you tell our audience what do you do and how you help people in this world?
Yeah, of course. So I am a writer and a communication specialist, and I work with individuals to help them express themselves and articulate their personal brand messages. And we can work together, you know, through copywriting, through one-to-one sessions. And I also do hold classes where people can learn about, you know, communicating themselves better through public speaking or presenting and things like that. So I'm really passionate about helping people express that message that is theirs and their unique voice. And that's what I help people do.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We really need that. And I found in my experience that for some reason, expressing yourself one way or another is something that we yearn for so deeply somehow. It's so interesting. And I don't have a rational explanation for this, but I've seen it in my life. I've seen that I've been, for instance, I've been happier when I had one or many outlets of self-expression. It's so interesting.
Yeah, it's so true. I think the more we kind of take that feeling and express it, whether it's like through painting or writing or building things or just being with our family and just connecting with people, I think the happier we are. Because when we bottle everything in, it's like, I don't know, that creativity and that love has nowhere to go.
Yeah, so interesting. So firstly, what I wanted to ask you is, what does gratitude mean for you personally?
Gratitude for me is really just taking a moment to be in the moment and appreciating everything that is, because I think it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture. So when I can truly learn to appreciate what is currently happening in the moment, and everything that had to orchestrate in life and all the people had to come my way and events that had to happen in order for me to have a certain experience, it kind of, you know, removes me from maybe a challenge or just makes me go a little bit deeper and appreciate what is.
Yeah, I can definitely relate, and I think it's one of the most important things to do, to take this time to be present. And I think it's a great thing to do for our listeners right now. For instance, if you haven't been doing this for a while, or you can do it right now with us, you can take a breath and become present and enjoy this conversation, enjoy what you're doing otherwise. So the first thing that I wanted to ask you is about what gratitude means for you, because people have their own definition and way of seeing gratitude. But do you also have favorite quotes, something, some words of wisdom that are related to gratitude that feel that they encompass how you see it?
I don't know that I have a specific quote per se, but I think it's to just, for me, it would probably be to stop and just look out into the world. And for me, I find that in nature. So it's not specifically a quote, but I feel like it's something nature, it really just brings me back so much. And I love the ocean and I live by the ocean. And so for me, any moment that I need to remind myself about gratitude, then that's where I can go. And so I guess rather than drawing on a quote, I kind of look to nature instead.
Wow, that's such a great idea. Instead of looking at the quote, to be inspired by nature. Wow, I love it. It's interesting that in the, I think, 80 already interviews that I did, one of the most recurring themes was nature.
That, oh, when, wow.
When you go into nature, you reconnect, you find gratitude more easily. And I think this is really interesting, and it's really interesting the fact that it's something that like you don't need to read a book or something like this. You just need to reconnect with a part of you. So it's not something very rational, but it's something that that works for many people from my experience. But
yeah.
What do you do when it's hard to be grateful? Like when things aren't going your way, I don't know, when gratitude just doesn't come to you the first thing.
I can totally relate, because sometimes, you know, I do get caught up in my head and I do find it challenging to find gratitude for the moment. You know, sometimes things are really hard and you have to face those hard emotions. But I think for me, you know, I have a few key people in my life that I can turn to that help remind me or ground me, or just remember that, you know, to come back to this moment and just move moment by moment. And then again, it would be like breathing that always helps me, and going out in nature, practicing those things, sometimes even going for a walk. So sometimes if I get too caught up in my head, then I need to break that cycle. So by just going for a walk and changing my environment, I'm able to step out of something that seems so big in my mind and just slowly come back to myself. And I find that when you can do that, that's when you can slowly begin to find gratitude again.
Wow. I've seen it in my life as well, yeah. That sometimes when you're in that situation and in that environment, like at home or at work, or you feel that this is the only reality.
Yeah.
Very interesting to see if you go for a walk or you change the environment, that it's actually just a perspective, and it's just a limited way of seeing things. And yeah, I love that, and I think it's very useful for, and it's simple to do, and I believe that the more simple things are to do, the more probable they are that they will be done, you know. So I love that.
Yeah, exactly right.
So how did you discover gratitude? Like, do you remember when you first felt gratitude? So not just the concept, the word, but actually feeling it, experiencing it.
Oh, I love how you phrase that. I haven't really thought about the first time. I know the concept was introduced to me as a kid in my family. Our parents encouraged us. They one day came home and they said, all right, kids, we're going to start a gratitude journal. And so we had like these little notebooks, and then every day we would write 10 things in the book. And then at the dinner table, we would share those 10 things or three or something like
that.
Wow,
that's awesome.
So it was, I think, a really good practice to learn at such a young age. But to remember the feeling, gosh, I can't think back to my earliest one. I'm sure as a kid, though, you probably have such rich moments of gratitude because you are ever present, you know, you're not thinking so much. Whereas as I got older, I don't know. Like, I can think of more recent things, but I can't go back super far to think of when was that first real moment of feeling deep appreciation. Yeah, I don't know. That probably doesn't answer your question properly.
Yeah, no problem. But if you don't remember that, what about an experience that made you into an even more grateful person? Like an experience that made you remember the power and the importance of gratitude?
I think it would be, I remember I was going through a breakup, and I remember how much support my family and friends gave me. And I was so surprised. I was just in awe of how much love everyone kind of poured my way. And yeah, I was honestly like taken aback by that. And I thought, wow, this is so beautiful, and I appreciate this so much. And for so many of those people, they hadn't been in my life for a while, but, you know, they stepped in when I needed them. And so I really felt a lot of gratitude then. And I think it also taught me to be a bit kinder and more compassionate to other people. You know, experiencing that from another person, yeah, really allowed me to open up more and give more love and I think have a deeper appreciation and gratitude for life and the people in mine.
That's wonderful. It's also something that I've seen in a lot of us, and in my experience as well, that usually we're most grateful for people and for the people closest to us. And even though there are things that we can be grateful, like physical things, the people in our life usually make us most grateful. But also, I know that you have had some experiences with some health issues that got you to appreciate some simple things. And I believe that beyond relationships, the simple things can make us grateful consistently. More easily. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So I'm very much into training and fitness and all these kinds of things. And there's been a few times in my life where I've had an injury. One particular injury I had, I injured my ribs. And what happened was it was so bad that I couldn't sit down without excruciating pain, and then to lie down or even roll over in bed. I couldn't pick up a dinner plate or a teacup. And even when I went for a walk, although it was my rib that was injured, I had to like take little lollipop steps. Do you know what they are? So like literally putting one foot in front of the other and taking tiny, tiny steps. So wow. Almost like a really old person would walk. I walked that slow, and I had to hold my rib. And when I wasn't able to do just like the simplest things, like dress myself, you know, make myself a cup of tea properly and carry it by myself, it made me stop and go, wow, isn't it amazing how such a small, like it wasn't a huge, huge injury where I was hospitalized or anything like that, but such an injury can take away so much of my physical abilities and how much we take them for granted and how much we don't appreciate our bodies. And especially women, I find we're always, you know, berating ourselves and you know, saying how much we don't like our bodies. But really they're like these amazing things. They enable us to do all this stuff, which we just don't, none of us really probably comprehend on a daily basis the marvelous, you know, aspects of being physically abled. So that's one example.
Yeah, I've had that kind of experience as well. And it's always so fascinating that when you are in that experience and you see other people being able to do the things that you can do, it's like, oh my God, they don't know how lucky they are, how blessed they are, and how amazing it is for them to be able to do those things. And it's always a great reminder to, for instance, when I see someone on the street that's disabled, I feel compassion for that person, but I also feel gratitude for the fact, I remember the fact that I don't have that disability and that I'm blessed in that way that I'm able to, let's say, move around and my legs are working great and everything. And I think it's so important for us to remind ourselves of these things, especially when we don't feel that other things are going great in our life. I think it's really important to remember, because I'm sure most of us have those kinds of experiences in which their body like didn't cooperate in the way that they wanted to. So yeah.
Absolutely.
But you mentioned women, and I know that you're helping people build confidence by helping them realize their own self-worth. How does this work?
Before hearing Monica's answer, let's hear a word from our sponsor. HealthIQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, yoga practitioners, vegetarians, vegans, and many more. It's basically like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver. HealthIQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health-conscious lifestyle. HealthIQ is the fastest growing life insurance company with over 5 billion in coverage, and what's cool about them is that they reduce your chance of being penalized for adverse family health history if you are otherwise healthy. You can't control where you came from, but you can control where you're going. So listen to what Chad had to say about them. My wife and I, she 51, me 48, are very active, and HealthIQ helped us secure 15 more years of $750,000 in life insurance for 1/4 of the prices we were quoted before we stumbled on them. Communication was fantastic, and they really did a great job walking alongside us in a process that went much quicker than expected. I also feel the agent truly worked on our behalf to secure the best ROI for us both. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/gratitude or mention the promo code gratitude when you talk to a HealthIQ agent.
Well, I think we spend too much time paying attention to everybody around us. And I feel like that's when people lack confidence, because essentially we're not born without confidence. You know, we of course we go through life and we learn different skills, and you know, sometimes we don't feel confident when we're learning something new, which I feel like is part of the process. But then I feel like when we tie confidence to our self-worth, it's more because we're not really connected to ourselves and we don't realize how wonderful we each are and the amazing gift that we've got to give to the world. Like, we all have something. And so I find that with a lot of the classes that I've run, like the speaking classes that I've run, there's really amazing women that have come through. I don't just do it for women, but it's more recently it's just been women. But what I see is that they're all very accomplished. They're all great at what they do. Yet when they get up to speak, they all don't feel confident. And I kind of pointed it out to them and I said, did you guys recognize this? Like all of you feeling the same thing? And that's when I really realized that often we look at someone else and think, oh, they feel confident, but I don't feel that way. And the thing is, that person's probably feeling that way, but yet they're probably, you know, presenting themselves in a way that doesn't, that says that they're not feeling like that. So I think it's just really taking our attention off everybody else. And if, you know, you're going into a conversation with someone, or you're going to present a talk or run a workshop, or even connect with people that you're not familiar with, don't go in there thinking they're not going to like you or putting your attention on what they're going to think of you. I think really just come back to yourself, to your breath, stay connected. Try to be as centered as possible. I often say to my people in my class, I say, imagine your feet are being anchored into the core of the earth. So you're so centered in yourself that you just don't have time to be thinking about, oh, what's that person going to think of me? Because you're just being you. And there's nothing wrong with each of us. And I think that's a journey a lot of us go on. So, and I guess that's something I take people on the journey of and help them through as well, through my classes and different ways we work together.
Yeah, this is amazing. And I've used this technique as well. And it's very useful. Mm-hmm. And it's something, so let me know if I get it right. Something that I've seen in my own experience, and I've seen other people do as well, is that we see ourselves each and every day, and the usual habit that we have as humans, and I think, so I don't know for sure, but because I'm not the woman, but I think that women especially see their flaws more than they see their beauty. And when we go out and interact with other people, we feel that they see our flaws more than they see our beauty, because we see the good parts all the time and the bad parts. So the good parts are something just normal, something, you know, of course. But the bad parts, we see them like they're more pronounced, they're more... we see them stronger somehow. And when we see other people, we only see their good parts. And because this is the first thing that we see, we don't get to know them very personally. For instance, a speaker, let's say, we see some parts of that person, and we may think, we may look at that person from us seeing ourselves like really with lots of flaws, and that person like being perfect. And of course, we feel less confident, right? Am I getting this right?
Yeah, totally. I think you're spot on. It's so true. And it's funny how we do that. I mean, I know as a woman, you're right in saying that we kind of tend to look at what's wrong with us rather than celebrate what's wonderful about us. And I think like everybody's got light and shade. We all have imperfections, if you want to call it that. And we all have beautiful things. And I think one way, I remember once when this was a real moment of gratitude one time when I realized this is, I think it's a quote somewhere, or maybe someone said it to me as well, but you can only see something in someone else that you have within yourself. So what's so beautiful about that is that in the moment that you catch yourself looking at this other person going, oh, they're so beautiful, or they're so talented, or I love that they're so courageous, that's merely a reflection of what you have inside of you. So if our listeners can do that next time they see themselves kind of wishing they were like somebody else, then it's kind of like, oh, I already have that, or else I wouldn't see it. And I think that could slowly unravel that idea that I have this idea in my head of this is what I look like type thing.
Exactly. I wanted to point this out. And I think this idea is amazing. I also spoke a little bit about it in one of the episodes, the solo episodes that I do. And I think it's awesome that we got to to think of the same idea. But the thing that I think it's important for our listeners from this is to balance things out. Like the so-called natural tendency is to focus more on what's not okay from our standpoint, from how we see ourselves. But it's also very important to balance it out, to see the great things and about ourselves and to appreciate them, because we will express more of our authentic self, of who we are, if we appreciate those parts rather than fearing that we are not enough, we're not good enough, we're not, I don't know, all of the flaws that we see and we think other people see as well, right?
Yeah, of course. Yes, and, totally.
And I totally appreciate your work for this, because it's very important for us to get to that point of being able to be confident enough to express ourselves and to get our self-worth up in order to make a change, to do something with our life, right?
Totally. Yeah. I think it's, as I think the more we learn to express ourselves, the easier it becomes. And I'm talking from experience as someone who in the past would shut down a lot and not express myself. And I guess in the last few years, I've really put in a lot of effort to not do that, to really, anytime that I want to just stop myself and lean into that discomfort and go, no, okay, I'm going to say what I feel and express it, you know, regardless of how it's going to come out. I'm just going to do my best, you know. And then when it comes to like your dreams and everything, I think, I don't know how you feel about this, but for me, I'm in my early 30s and I feel like I'm getting these thoughts in my mind where I'm like, oh, I am getting older, and if there's things that I want to do, I've got to go and do them, because like this is my life right now. And I think, so I get excited when I hear people come to work with me and they want to start something new, regardless of how old they are, or they want help, you know, getting clear. They have this something inside of them. They can't quite put words to it. And I love just sitting there and talking with them and helping them draw that out. I think it's so important to really, you know, let that feeling inside of us out and share it.
Exactly. And one thing that gratitude helps with is being aware of what you just said, of the fact that this is life, actually. We, by the media, by, I don't know, idealistic things, we might be waiting for life to start mm-hmm. happening, to start, I don't know, for something big to happen. But actually, it's a more powerful way of seeing things, a stronger way of seeing things, is to understand that this is the life, this is right now. And by appreciating what we have, what the situation is, and seeing what we can do about it, it's much better than to wait for life to start happening at one point when that thing will become real. Like, I don't know, that ideal job, that ideal partner, I don't know, things of this nature. And yeah. I feel that it's a much stronger stance for us human beings to have, rather than wait for something in the future and to understand that, okay, this is the life. It's not something in the future that we dream, that we idealize, but let's see what we can do now, right?
Absolutely. And it's a practice too, because it doesn't just happen overnight. I think once we have that awareness, you know, we can start making small steps in order to realize that, yes, it's right now, and we can't wait for this some big thing to happen, because essentially we're just looking for something to change the way we feel, or we think we're going to feel a particular way when we reach that point. But from my experience, that's never been the case. You know, you've got to find that feeling, whatever it is that you're looking for first, and then you're going to be fulfilled on the journey. And when you get that thing, you're still going to feel the same. Like the things outside of you are not going to be impacting how fulfilled you are.
Exactly. That's why I believe gratitude is such an important life skill, because it's about learning to be happy, just being happy, not just waiting for something to make you happy, but exercising the habit of being happy, of appreciating things and of being fulfilled, rather than waiting for things from the outside to manifest in order for that to happen. And it's all about the journey. And what I love about what you just said is the fact that when you get back into this present and you understand that, okay, this is life and I have to do something about it right now, it gives you courage. I didn't think of that before, but yeah, for instance, when it comes to speaking in public, you know that this is it. I shouldn't wait like 5 more years to, I don't know, get my doctorate or PhD or something like this to be able to speak in front of people. But actually, okay, I can do it now. And I think this is wonderful.
Yeah, totally. I agree with you very much.
All right. So we're nearing the end of our time together. And I wanted to ask you, if you have some people in your life that you are really grateful for and that you would love to mention.
Oh, yes, I have a few. Obviously, my family. My sister's also had her first child, so my nephew, and I adore him. He is so beautiful. So that's a really lovely experience to have that. And then, you know, I've got my beautiful close friends, my friend Katie, Sophie, Selena, and my friend Gazalilo. They're all such amazing people who have a huge and profound impact on my life, and they just, you know, they pull me up when I'm not being me, and they also are there for me in the times that I need them, and they're there to bring me back to this moment a lot of the time when I forget the importance of being here.
That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. Friends, you really make a difference. And there is a study, I don't know if you know about it, that one of the, so beyond gratitude, one of the most important things in our life that lead to us being happy in the long term is having healthy relationships and maintaining those relationships with friends, with family. And that actually makes us live longer and happier. That's an interesting thing. So yeah, it's really great that you've mentioned them. So where can our audience find you? Where can our audience see your work?
Sure, you can head over to my website, which is monicacade.com, or you can follow me on Instagram, which is also just my name, at Monica Cade. And yeah, if you want to get in touch, if you have a question to ask, or if you'd just like to subscribe to my newsletter and, you know, stay connected and hear insights about how to be a better communicator and express yourself more effectively, then that option is there for you too.
Awesome. Great. So thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing from your life experience, from your stories. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a real pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. Help us reach our goal of inspiring 100,000 people by sharing this podcast with your loved ones, with your Facebook friends. And if you loved this episode, please write a review on iTunes.